him about the hot air balloon landing in the yard. Grandfather laughed. "I can never surprise you," he said. "You're just too smart for me." Then his tone grew serious. "I don't suppose you want to go to the rally. You're all so busy." But his eyes were twinkling.
"We want to go!" Benny exclaimed. "We want to go!"
"There is one problem," Mr. Alden said. "I'm not sure there'll be a place to stay, and driving back and forth every day would not be practical."
Jesse told him about Pete Moran and his invitation to stay at the Landings Inn for the weekend.
"That settles it. It'll be so good to see Pete after all these years," Grandfather said.
"May Sue Lee come with us?"
Violet asked. 7-year-old Sue Lee was the Aldens' cousin. She had been adopted by cousins Joe and Alice.
"Of course," Mr. Alden said. "And we'll ask Joe and Alice to take care of watch."
He went to the phone.
"I'll call the inn to tell them we'll be there bright and early tomorrow morning."
"You see?"
Benny said.
"I knew Grandfather would let us go."
Late the next morning, Mr. Alden swung the station wagon into the Landings Inn brick driveway.
"You go on ahead," he told the others. "Henry and I will bring in the luggage."
Benny hopped out of the car. Sue Lee, Violet, and Jesse followed. They paraded up the wide stairs and across the open porch to carved wood double doors. One of them was ajar.
"Should we knock?"
Benny asked.
"I think we just go in,"
Jesse answered. She pushed open the door and stepped aside to let the others enter. No one was in the large entry hall.
"What do we do now?"
Benny whispered.
"Shh,"
Jesse said. She pointed toward a set of closed doors across the hall. Behind them, the sound of voices rose and fell. Someone was arguing.
"Mary, you're wrong," one voice said. "I've made up my mind."
Another voice said,
"I'll never understand you, Barbara."
"Sometimes we just have to do what we have to do,"
the first voice said. Then Grandfather and Henry came in.
"Anyone here?"
Mr. Alden called. The voices hushed. Then silence. Suddenly, the doors to the closed room slid open, and an older woman came out, rushed down the hall and out the side door. She had stopped for a moment to adjust her clothes. Her hair, her clothes, everything about her was neat and clean. Shortly after, another woman came out to greet them. Grandfather Alden giant-stepped across the room.
"Barbara,"
he said, and gave her a big hug.
"It is so nice to see you."
The woman smiled, but her eyes were sad.
"It's good to see you, too," she said.
Mr. Alden introduced the children. This